If you notice your bulletin this morning, the prayer requests are on an insert that's very easy to take home. I'd encourage everyone to take these prayers home and uplift them this week in your prayer life. Also in our prayers this morning, we will be uplifting those two students from OSU that are missing. It was on the news last night. We want to pray for them that they are found safe. And then also for students in our community that are heading towards spring break or facing finals. Let us bow our heads in prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are ailing in our congregation, especially, Lord, these names that we mention, especially those that we mention silently in our hearts, for Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Dawn, Johanna, Rachel, Roberta, Jennifer, Amber, Art, Blake, Annette and Charlotte, and Cody and Rachel, Rob, Keith, Dan Chapel, Maggie, Merle, Gary, Katie and Jake. And Lord, today for those two students that are missing as of this moment, we pray that they are found and that they are safe. And Lord, also for the students in our schools in Philomath that are looking forward to spring break, that you'd bless them this next week and give them safe travels on their vacations, as well as those that are studying at Oregon State for finals. Bless them and give them strength for the tests that are ahead. Lord, we also pray for those who grieve, that they may be strengthened in body and spirit, confident of the love of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present, who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, take drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared. You are invited. You may be seated.